Hello, and welcome to episode 25 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on September 23rd, 2010. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mal. There is never a dull moment in the Nightlight Stories household, that is for sure. But Monday night was even more exciting than usual. Our five-year-old hit his head on the bathroom sink, which resulted in a trip to the ER and five stitches. He was so brave through it all. Mr. Chris and I were really proud of him. From that experience, our story was created. Please feel free to share your own stories of bumps, bruises, casts, and stitches with us in the comment section, on our Facebook fan page, or at nightlightstories@gmail.com. We hope you have a safe and enjoyable week. The story Stitches was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. As you listen to this story, consider the following. Who comforts you when you get hurt? Stitches by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. Tonight was not the best night that I ever had. I sustained an injury. It hurt me really bad. It all started when we decided to take a hike out on the trail. We collected lots of acorns. We filled up our whole pail. Picking treasures off the ground leads to filthy feet and hands. I suppose that's just a consequence of exploring exotic lands. My mom says you're supposed to get dirty when you hike. She says that dirt won't hurt you. Get as much as you like. After we had traveled home, I knew what lay ahead. A quick stop in the bathroom before I jumped in bed. "Showers all around," Mom yelled as we walked back through the door. "I'm not that dirty," I protested, but she would hear no more. Close into the hamper, grabbed a towel on my way. Mama's no one to mess with at the end of a long day. I got right in, I grabbed the soap, I made a foamy mess. Armpits, legs, and stinky toes, I cleaned them more or less. As dirt trickled off my body, from head to arms to hip, carefully I shuffled forth. I didn't want to slip. Despite some water in my ears, I heard my mama say, "It's my turn next, so hurry up. We haven't got all day." I turned off all the water and stepped onto the floor. Freezing cold, I looked around. My towel was by the door. I started marching forward, carefully as a cat. I didn't want to slip and fall and land with a splat. But then, you know what happened? What took me by surprise? Two huge drips of water rolled right into my eyes. I closed them quickly, got distracted, tried to wipe them out, but I was already moving forward when I heard my mama shout. "Watch where you are going," is what I thought I heard. It happened all so quickly, my memory is blurred. When I bent down for the towel, with water in my eyes, I banged into the sink. I screamed out in surprise. Pain flared up across my face, and I began to cry. I grabbed my head in agony as my hand covered my eye. Before I knew it, my mom was by my side. Her arms were wrapped around me, holding me as I cried. "Okay, I need to see it," she whispered in my ear. I didn't want to move my hand. All I felt was fear. "Take a deep breath and count to 10. The pain will go away. Accidents will happen," is what I heard her say. Sure enough, by number 9, it didn't feel so bad. Like a magic potion had healed me, and for that I was so glad. Mama called to Daddy. Of course he'd need to see. How brave I was being about the bump and come to comfort me. I heard his footsteps down the hall as he came to see the sight. A little thud was all it was, a strange way to end the night. He came right in and bent down too. "Let's take a little look." He pulled away my tiny hand. His shoulders he just shook. "We need to head out to a doctor," I suddenly heard him say. "You have a cut that's deep and wide." Then we were on our way. In the car and on the road, I held a cloth with ice. I wished this wasn't happening, but that cloth sure felt nice. Is the doctor's office open this very late at night? I wondered if my family doc had a cool night light. Sorry, son, my dad did say, our doctor's place is closed. We're headed to the hospital. And with that, I just froze. She must have seen me panic because she blew me a sweet kiss. It's called the ER, darling. Nothing is amiss. What's the ER? I asked, not really wanting to know. The E is for emergency. It's where we need to go. What's the R for, Mama? I was curious about the letter. It stands for room, my dear. It makes you feel all better. That is when I saw it, a glowing bright red sign. Emergency room, it read. We made it just in time. The car was parked and in we walked. Behind a desk there sat a lady. I wasn't sure what to think at first. She looked a little shady. She was wearing a weird shirt that was covered in baboons. Who wears a shirt like that? I wondered. I'd find out really soon. Sign in here, she pointed, to a pencil and a sheet. I'll call you when I'm ready. For now, just have a seat. We waited for a minute or 10 in a room with one TV. The show was really boring, and I started feeling sleepy. When I started to close my eyes, the nurse called out my name. We're gonna fix you up real good. Your head will be just the same. We followed the nurse back to a room, and she took my height and weight. She asked me lots of questions. I did my best, but it was late. She asked me, how'd you do that? So I explained the whole event. She told me I'd need stitches. I didn't know what that meant. The doctor's going to stitch you up, she said with a small grin. He'll use a tiny needle and thread that's really thin. Now I was sure she was crazy, this nurse with a shirt of apes. I looked at all the exits. I plotted my escapes. That's when I heard her say it, and my ears began to ring. We're going to give you medicine, so you won't feel a thing. I looked up at my mother, and she seemed quite convinced that she was telling us the truth, or I'm sure she would have winced. We followed her down another hall and stopped in a bright room. She told me to rest on the bed, and the doc would be in soon. The room was super cheery, with Thomas stickers all about. I snuck a peek at Mom and Dad, and neither were freaking out. Piece of cake, I told myself, a little cut on my forehead. I've had worse in my 5 years, so I stretched out on the bed. Then a few minutes later, I'm not sure how long it was, a man came in the room and said, I'm Dr. Buzz. He said that he was busy as a bee, but that I shouldn't worry, that he'd take great care of me. With that, he disappeared, walking back the way he came. I wondered in my heart of hearts if that was his real name. He came back in with a bandage. His hand was full of gauze. He soaked it with something wet, and then he took a little pause. This won't hurt, he promised. It's just a little cold. I'm going to tape it to your head. Be brave, my 5-year-old. I felt a bit of pressure, but it didn't even sting. I'll be back in 20 minutes, he said. Do not touch a thing. I followed his instructions, just laying there in bed, with a giant bandage taped up to my head. Dad took out the camera and grabbed a couple pics. He said I'd want to remember this when I turned the age of 6. 23 minutes later, I know, 'cause I watched the clock. Dr. Buzz returned once more, and I was sure he was in shock. Wow, you didn't touch it? Not touching it is kind of rough. You know what that must mean, kid? You are really tough. Now tell me something else. Be honest and don't lie. Can you feel your cut anymore? Look me in the eye. I snuck a peek at Daddy, who said, tell him, chum. I shook my head and the doctor said, good, that means you're numb. Ripping open some paper, he pulled out gloves the color green that clung tight to his fingers. It was quite the scene. He asked if I was ready, and I gave him a quick shrug. I'd rather be home in bed, snug as a bug in a rug. He smiled and said, don't worry, this won't hurt a bit. Then I saw him pull a needle out from inside his kit. Maybe 5 is what you'll need, Dr. Buzz said with a wink, but I won't know for sure. That's only what I think. He was going to stitch my head to make sure my wound stayed closed. I felt a sudden tingle go straight down to my toes. Then all at once it was happening. I thought I'd feel a prick, but I didn't feel a thing at all. That was really one cool trick. I closed my eyes and relaxed, just as he told me to do. In no time at all, he said that he was through. A little pull here, a tiny tug there, I barely felt a twitch. Who knew it was going to be so easy to get stitch after stitch? Dr. Buzz sat me up in my very special bed. "Nice job there, champ," is exactly what he said. He gave my mom a tube, an ointment of some kind. He said to put it on me at home, and she said she wouldn't mind. I asked Dr. Buzz a question before he turned to go. Will I have these stitches forever? How was I supposed to know? He told me in a week or two, if I kept it clean and dry, I would see the stitches fade right before my eye. I thanked him for the work he'd done, and he gave me another wink. He told me that next time I shouldn't pick a fight with a sink. We hope you enjoyed the story. If you like what you hear at Nightlight Stories, please consider going to iTunes and leaving a review. More positive reviews make it easier for others to find Nightlight Stories in the iTunes store. Don't forget, you can also find us on Twitter at Nightlight08 and our Facebook fan page. Stay tuned for more Nightlight Stories, Lighting the Way with Words, and updates on the book. Thanks so much for your continued support. As always, I look forward to the many stories we can share together.